Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right. Second segment guest from Dynamo Theory. He is Derek Stowers, and Derek joins us now. Derek, how are you?
Hey, doing well, Glenn. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, appreciate having you on. And you know, it's important for me to get on others that are covering the game here and given a platform. And I just for our listeners, just tell me a little bit about Dynamo Theory, and then also tell us a little bit about your soccer background.
Sure. So Dynamo Theory is a part of SB Nation and SB Nation Soccer. I think that they share, or they used to anyway, because I did some radio with SB Nation Radio. I think that was with ESPN. So we you know, like I got initially involved with Dynamo Theory just by being a fan and commenting enough times in the comment section occasionally gives you some notice, and that kind of brings you some of the managers and editors here brought me in, and doing enough work over time, you become an editor, and it, you know, I'm proud to work with a great team of people here. My soccer background, it's you know, I've been playing for a long time, and I was also, I believe that you, I was at one of your with the Bel Air Soccer Club, was one of my club when I was in Super 2. I was at one of your training things where you were a trainer, and I met you one time when I was in high school. So that was so we're all coming full circle here.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. I had no idea, so thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, that's when I was phasing out of coaching, but I was going over to Bel Air doing some stuff. That's where we did our first ever Kick Cancer Camp to start that off many, many years ago. So you must have been a really young guy back then.
No, you
still
well,
be a very
I,
young
you
guy.
Know, it probably wasn't that long ago, but, you know.
Well, I thank you for saying that. It was a long time ago. So the good news is you're still young. The bad news is I'm older. So let's talk about your general impressions here. When you saw the starting lineup, you saw that Darwin Quintero was going to be in on it, Coco Carrasquilla. I'm sure that got you excited like a lot of the fans.
Yeah. You know, that was kind of the impressions that we had seen in preseason, and then we saw the first two games a little bit more what we – At the time, you know, from the outside in, interpreted as kind of a more conservative defensive, you know, lineup. And you know, when you're going away, that's not always a bad thing, because dominance on at home is so important. So sometimes you kind of have to prepare for the home field advantage that you're going up against. But in the opener, we were a little confused, but, you know, we got some clarity coming out about Coco Carrasquilla kind of having that injury that he was coming back from that final preseason game.
Hamstring.
Where he wasn't 90 minutes fit. And if you're not 90 minutes fit, you don't usually want to start your players. So, yeah, I mean, it was refreshing to see in the win, though. Because we got to see like the field literally open up, and I think that you touched on some of those points earlier about like Vancouver kind of being a little bit hesitant to push forward, but at the same time, simply having the midfield stretched by having more midfielders in advanced positions meant that some of the forwards didn't have to drop in like Ferreira to get the ball, and that simply just opened things up. And I mentioned in one of my pieces, just, you know, random observations about the game, that the quick passing out of the back was complemented by the open space that that was afforded to them by simply just, you know, a more offensively oriented lineup, which that's what, you know, the home fans wanted to see. And I think that you and both you and Eddie mentioned that it looked like they were having fun. And I think a big part of that was because of the formation and the kind of orientation towards a more offensively positioned lineup.
So, Derek, let me ask you, if you were a midfielder, would you have wanted to play in the first two games where the emphasis was on middle third defending and you really had a struggle to get forward, right? I mean, the fact that they really made the effort to produce a pressing game, I don't think you were going to do what you did in game one and game two with Darwin Quintero in the lineup. So you got to push the team up the field. And to your point that you brought up, I think the Dynamo did that. I thought Vancouver did not get a lot of pressure on the ball, and I think that's where Coco Carrasquilla hurt him. That's where Darwin Quintero hurt him. I was a little surprised that despite the fact that they were setting up in a deeper block defensively, that they didn't get better pressure on the ball. I mean, that's the whole idea. I mean, you don't drop off just because you want to drop off. You drop off, and then you're very aggressive in getting pressure on the ball. I didn't think they were very good at that. I thought the Dynamo could have had four or five goals in this game. Sebas Ferreira is the next one I want to bring up to you because, you know, three games without a goal, maybe a couple of good looks in this game. I also thought that he's pushing a little bit because I thought there were moments he might have played in Fafapico that he elected to go himself. And I think that's a slight sign of a striker that might be pressing a little bit. I'm hoping he's going to break out against Colorado, but some thoughts on him.
Yeah, first of all, great points all the way around. I think that the game probably deserved to have a higher score, but at the same time, when you're just looking at the performances and, you know, just getting 3 points, you got to be happy with it. But with Sebas, you know, I think when you're center forward, specifically as a center forward, and, you know, my position growing up was as a forward, and, you know, not to put me on any kind of thing, but you get inside your own head sometimes when you're not scoring, and you begin to take risks when you shouldn't take risks, and you play it safe when maybe you shouldn't play it safe. And it feels a lot like that with him. And definitely getting a goal, and possibly just getting an assist the way that he did in this game, will go a long way towards
He may have got credit for that assist. I know that he may have gotten credit for that assist, but that was poke tackled away from a defender. I will give him credit for being in a place around the box, to your point, that with a more attacking lineup, the tactics to press and get the team up the field against the team that you expected to sit back got him around the penalty area more. And, you know, if you play into a striker's feet, all kinds of things can happen in and around the penalty area. Sets up free kicks, fouls, this poke tackle away, it goes right to Darwin Quintero, who's playing off him, and he hits a screamer, right? Fantastic goal. So, you know, I'm a little concerned about Sebas. I don't want to get too concerned, but I do want to see him score a goal because, look, and trust me, his staff does. I mean, did you get the sense that the team was trying to set him up and kind of help him get that first goal in MLS?
Oh, 100%. And I feel like they've been, you know, like this game against the Whitecaps is probably the best example that of them being able to try and get it, because the previous two, a lot of the times he was doing a lot of the work to come back to I think that you said it in the broadcast, to come back and get the ball into the midfield. And, you know, as a center forward, you don't want to come back. You want the ball to come up to you. It's worrying, especially when there's a lot of pressure as the with all the, you know, the highest transfer for the Dynamo.
Yeah, a lot of buildup, a lot of talk, additional pressure, right? Transfer fee and salary until Hector Herrera was signed. It's a lot to live up to. But look, I mean, that's why the Dynamo signed him from Libertad in Paraguay, and they're expecting good things from him, and let's see how it progresses. Now, do you expect the Dynamo, in your mind, to play the same way, same lineup against the Colorado Rapids? This is a much better midfield, a much more stout, smarter midfield, I think, in the case of Mark Anthony Kay, Jack Price. These are guys that have tremendous experience. Do you expect the same lineup, and do you expect the same aggressive tactics from Paulo Nagamura?
I think I absolutely expect the same lineup based on how can you not start Coco Carrasquilla and how can you not start Darwin Quintero. Matias Vera is the perfect defensive midfielder in that situation. And when your other guys, they're getting looks, they're finding some room, like maybe some other pieces kind of move, but I think we see the same lineup. I think we see the same progression, especially because the Dynamo are playing at home. I think this is also the perfect step up in terms of level of competition for the Dynamo, because the Colorado Rapids have had some pretty good successes at home. So it will be a good test to see how they do, you know, at the Dynamo, who are coming off a very dominant, what I would consider a dominant win over the Whitecaps. So, yeah, I think we see that.
I would bear this in mind, though. First of all, I think that you got to really be wary of them on the counterattack with Michael Barrios and Jonathan Lewis. Those two guys can fly. They got a center forward in Diego Rubio, who's in a good place right now. Like I mentioned, Price and their set pieces. You don't want to concede fouls against the Colorado Rapids because Jack Price can deliver a ball beautifully. Mark Anthony Kay is a workhorse. You know, Coco Carrasquilla, Quintero, him doubling back with his three center backs. If they go with three center backs, or yeah, you know, it's just a different animal to me. I think, and I'm with you. I think the same lineup. On the other hand, this is a very differing team. And, you know, I don't know. In the future, when you go on the road, if you're going to play in a mid-block, I don't know if you're going to start Darwin Quintero. Now, everybody thinks this is the lineup now that's going to be played every game. He's 34 years of age. He still can make plays, but his minutes are going to have to be managed. I don't think there's any question, because he's not going to be able to play every game. And some games, I think you're going to want him coming off the bench playing 20 minutes and trying to steal you a win on the road. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I mean, those are all really good points. I feel like one of the things that I think that you touched on or hinted at earlier in your segment, the competition among some of the defenders, where, you know, where does Zeka come in? Where does Griffin Dorsey, Zarek Valentin, Teenage Adebi, Daniel Saris, like, I think that the competition that exists along that back line is going to be fundamental to the evolution of the club, like how they work together in terms of defensive performances, especially at home against Colorado. I think that those will be important questions and motivations as well. But yeah, Darwin Quintero, yeah, he is on the older side. He could rest, but I feel like, you know, you come off a two, you know, you score two goals 1 week. I mean, that, even though you're kind of old, I feel like you have to start that way. And Coco Carrasquilla, and just the last point, I think that having a forward like Corey Baird as well, as a, I feel like he's not as strong going forward, but I feel like some of the contributions that he makes on the defensive side are pretty complementary to having a more offensive-oriented midfield. Sorry for ranting.
You make a great point on him. He is a worker. He is a man in motion. I don't think there's any question. I'm with you. I'm assuming the same lineup, although this is a very different animal. I think you made a great point. This is a great step up from the Vancouver Whitecaps, Derek, to now playing the Colorado Rapids, which I think is a bigger test. Hey, thanks so much for coming on. Keep up the good work with Dynamo Theory. Derek, thank you very much for coming on the show tonight.
Hey, thanks thanks for having me, and thanks so much for all the things that you guys do.
All right, that's Derek Stowers, Dynamo Theory. That's where you can catch him covering the games for the Houston Dynamo. Appreciate him coming on tonight.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.